Now, subsidiary companies. Section 19 of the Banking Regulation Act states that banking company should not form any subsidiary company except one, that is undertaking business permitted under Section 6 or with the previous permission in writing from the Reserve Bank of India, carrying on the business exclusively outside India, or undertaking of such or other business which the Reserve Bank of India, with the prior approval of it, right, considered to be conducive, and it spreads the banking in India or to otherwise useful for necessary in the public interest. Section 8 of the Banking Regulation Act that prohibits the trading. So, banking company shall not be deemed by a reason of its forming, having the subsidiary company, to be engaged directly or indirectly in the business which is carried out by such a company. Okay, they have a different line altogether than the branch of the bank. Therefore, RBI states that bank can set up the subsidiary to transact the equipment leasing or invest in share or equipments and the companies with the limit which is specified after getting the RBI approval. So, the bank cannot directly undertake the equipment leasing business, but they can assist to the companies who are into the leasing of equipment business. Banks are also permitted to make the portfolio investment in equipment and leasing companies. That is the investment part. That is totally different. Right? Then Section 20 goes on to state that no banking company shall hold the shares of any company. They cannot subscribe for the shares or hold from the secondary market, which are listed on the stock market or whatever it may be, or with the private placement. They cannot hold shares of any company, whether as a pledge, mortgage, absolute owner, or of an amount which is exceeding 30% of the paid up share capital of the company, or 30% of its own paid up shares capital and reserve, which is less. So restriction is there, not more than 30%. As a banking business, they can acquire, they can receive, they can pledge, they can mortgage the property. Okay, RBI has permitted the banks to set up, to undertake this kind of business of leasing, merchant banking and the other things. Money generating business is done by the bank. Therefore, it is divided into two. One, banks can earn by way of spread. Spread means base plus quoted price. Difference between these is called as a spread. So, difference between the deposit and lending rates as their main business and the main source of income. So, in addition to this business, the intermediation banks also deal in foreign exchange and act as a broker for the same. Earning the income from these operations is also permitted to undertake, by means of which they can earn the income, and they becomes profitable. Bank also act as an agent for the third party wealth management products. Now, which are third party wealth management product? Mutual fund, insurance, after selling of those products through the different branches, various branches, they act as an agent of the insurance company or mutual fund. And they earn the commission on the distribution of this or giving any advisory under the portfolio management fees. From this activity also, they can earn something and they become profitable. Service fee for the transactions like payment and collection of certain instrument. Suppose if you deposit outstation check, it is required to be collected. Bank will charge small amount of commission as the fee for collecting the proceeds and paid to you. That may include the postal charges, that may include courier charges, that may include commission of handling this. For the services like safe deposit lockers also they are providing, and they are charging rent, annual rent on that. Or they can also give the demat facility, demat facilities to the customers, so that customers can open the demat account with the bank and deposit their digitally acquired the shares into that account, and that bank act as a custodian for that. Okay, and they charge either annual or half year or quarterly fee for handling this demat account also, right? From there, this also they are getting the sizable income. Some banks, private sector banks, they have stipulated minimum balance required to be maintained in this specific account. If anything goes below that, the bank will say, we will charge you at this rate. If you agree, you come to us. Otherwise, no. So, the balance maintenance charges, debit card charges, sometimes as and when the transaction happens in the account, their bank is sending the SMS to the customers, alerting him that something has happened to your account. Either amount has been credited or amount has been debited to your account. This information, this is not free information. Bank will definitely charging on this. So from that, large amount of funds are also collected due to this kind of charges. Then while issuing the credit card also, they are charging some fee. And sometimes there is late payment charges. Some late payment charges are made under the credit card. Then you will have to pay the additional interest for that. Because, why this additional interest? Because earlier, as on the due date, bank has already settled, the settlement has already done. And now they are recovering from you. So they have used their own money. And to compensate of the recovering from you, they will be charging the fee or interest. Certain finance charges, merchant commission, Visa or MasterCard commission charges, etc. are also levied by the banks, and that will form their income as such. Managing the investment in the marketable instruments. Managing investment in the marketable instrument, and there will be trading activity, and they are trading actively in these, generating the trading income. Okay, banks invest in various government and other rated securities, government rated securities, and earn the interest and dividends from these instruments. That is also forming the part of their income, and also they are giving the advisory to provide the capital market services for the corporation and also investors with fee charged to them. Now let us understand some latest development happens, that is changing landscape of the banking sector in India. What is that recently changed in banking sector? India's banking sector has undergone a sea change, especially in the last two decades, 20 to 25 years. It has evolved the terms of assets, quality, technology, and regulations. While development happens, Naturally, rules regulation changes, quality of the asset improves, or technology upgradation is happening and related regulations are also imposed on it. So the banks in India has relatively shifted from the physical banking, which involves the customer walking into the branch premises and face-to-face interaction, which involves the branchless banking made possible due to the new age contactless technology. Nowadays, some of the bank branches, you can see the deserted look. A big premises is empty. Why? Because technology by the bank is provided at the doorstep of the investors or depositors. And by sitting at home only, they are transacting their business. Why they should come to the bank and interact face to face with you? But while giving this also, they are charging certain fees for that. Some applications are free of charge, like mobile banking, right? All the facilities are provided of that. So this is what it is changing. Now the premises are becoming empty. So there is less walk-in customers in the banking premises. Let us look at the macro picture. How the banking sector has evolved over the last few decades and the recent developments in the banking sector. Number one, digital evolution. What is the impact of this digital evolution? Digital evolution has played an important role in shaping the growth trajectory of the banking sector in India from promising unprecedented customer experience to ensuring the extraordinary gains and the productivity. If we evaluate the post-demonetization phase and post-COVID pandemic stage, 1919, 2-3 years back, the finance industry has witnessed a significant shift towards the digitalization. Work from home. Without going to the office, you can transact crores of rupees business. Shareholders are also better equipped with using the technology at their disposal. Investment in the money market. You need not go up to the broker and deposit your application for the share or IPOs. You can do it through the banking portal only. Another impact is the financial inclusion. Digital we have seen. Now financial inclusion, what has happened? In financial inclusion, the availability and equality of the opportunities to access the financial services is provided to the depositors or customers. Some of the government-run schemes which actually helps in development of the banking industry. Okay, these financial services which are provided the bank includes Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, Atal Pension Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Vay Vandana Yojana, that is for the senior citizens, and the Stand Up India scheme. These are some of the schemes of the government of India which are run through the banks. Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, then Suraksha Bima Yojana, Samriddhi Yojana, Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, or Jivan Suraksha Bandhan Yojana. These are some of the schemes which are benefiting to the customers, and this is nothing but this facility is implemented through the banks, and because of digitalization and financial inclusion, it has reached to the remotest corner of the country. Now, use of technology. technology is a very important instrument in the hands of the bankers, and the banking sector is leveraging its productivity on it. Adoption of the core banking solution, which is called as the CBS, in 2002, and incorporation of the sophisticated technologies and the solution, this was important step towards using the technology and enhancement of banking sector. CBS has not only enabled the bank-to-client interaction, but also it facilitated the calculation of penalties, calculation of interest, charging of the interest, maturity notices, and so many other things are made available to the banks so as to communicate directly to the customer or depositors. Some of the current digitally enabled government approved banking platforms are also embedded or incorporated in banks application, bank apps, banking applications. For example, it is mobile apps. These schemes for making the payment, like UPI, Uniform Payment Interface, Bharat Interface for Money, BHIM, National Unified USSD platform, and Aadhaar enabled payment system. These are already on the finger touch, are available with you on your smart mobile. Then, while changing, technology is changing, government thought that there is no more outlets required which incur the expenditure to the bank. So they thought, why not few banks can be merged into other banks and reduce the number of banks. The banking sector in India is witnessing this structural change in very recent past. Now, government is reducing the number of public sector banks by announcing the mega mergers. And subsequently, the public sector banks in India has been reduced to 12 from 27. Reduced from 12 to 27. You know that we have also seen, but just to recapitalize you, this is the list of the public sector banks mergers. In April 2019, Vijaya Bank and Dena Bank merged with the Bank of Baroda. The six State Bank of India associate companies and Bharatiya Mahila Bank has been merged with the State Bank of India, with effect from April 2020, United Bank of India and Oriental Bank of Commerce have been merged with the Punjab National Bank and making the second largest PSU bank. Syndicate Bank merged with the Canara Bank. Allahabad Bank has merged with the Indian Bank. And Andhra Bank and the Corporation Bank, they have merged with Union Bank of India. So these are recent mergers which are happened in the country. They have reduced a lot of expenditure which is generally required by the banks to maintain. Okay. So friends, this is all about the banking scenario. I hope now you are very comfortable about what is banking. You understood clearly what is the banking. Some of the other aspects, let us see in next presentations also, next chapters also. So thank you very much.